This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A new report finds Colorado is wasting less overall, but it doesn't recycle nearly as much as other states. CPR's Sam Brash.
Randy Moorman is with EcoCycle, one of the groups behind Colorado's annual recycling report card. At a press conference in Denver, he said the latest data shows the state produced slightly less waste in 2023.
This is the first time we've seen this in our data, and I think we got to do a lot more research to kind of see what might be the driving force behind some of that reduction.
It's not all good news, though. Colorado's recycling and compost rate is still less than half of the national average. Environmental advocates are hopeful an upcoming universal recycling program set to launch in 2026 should boost those levels statewide. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver City Council is looking to bring down housing prices. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports on one idea: allow backyard homes citywide.
Denver has a housing shortage, and policymakers have been looking for a fix. On Monday night, council members will decide whether people can build accessory dwelling units without a special rezoning. The hope? Increase housing supply in order to bring down prices. Some housing advocates like the change, but they also want to remove restrictions on where apartments and condos can be built citywide too. Apartments are cheaper to build per unit than ADUs. Opponents of the so-called backyard homes worry they will destroy the character of neighborhoods. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado's unemployment rate inched up 4.1% in October, according to the State Labor Department. This is CPR News.